The opinions expressed by the final whistle are individual and are not necessarily re representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the final whistle. I'm Ryan Frelick, joined by
Dante Medica, Chris Schwab.
and Matteo Colosimo.
And if you've tuned into any of our former episodes, we're actually going to be switching it up this week and starting with the NFL. And one of our lovely teams here, which is definitely not going to finish the season at a whopping 9-8 record, like always, Matteo's Pittsburgh Steelers. Matteo, why don't you jump in on them?
You know what? They made a few big deals. They got Preston Smith and got Mike Williams. They needed a wide receiver for a while. Like I talked last week, they're looking for a wide receiver for a long time, looking at Cooper Kupp, looking at Devontae Adams, but they kind of got like a sort of a mid guy, Mike Williams. He didn't get really much targets on the Jets this year. But with the Steelers, I think he's definitely going to get a lot more. Considering they kind of want to get George Pickens to not get covered as much, so he'll probably get a bit more coverage than he was. I say more targets than he will than he got on the Jets. So I think he'll work out pretty well. And then Preston Smith, it adds a little bit more depth on the defense, and our defense was already fantastic. So I already love that deal. So yeah.
Mike Williams at mid is so debatable. He is more like low level to scrub wide receiver. He has done nothing since
How
three
has
years
Jalen
ago.
Waddle been this year, Ryan? Could you please remind me?
Jalen Waddle
Yeah.
hasn't had a quarterback this year.
He's
Mike
waddled to
Williams has had
garbage. That's what I hear. So.
Aaron Rodgers and Justin Herbert and been terrible since 3 years ago.
Aaron Rodgers is washed, though.
He's still
So.
better than Tyler Huntley and Tim Boyle. Tim Boyle, who had 12 times the amount of interceptions in college than he had touchdowns.
Yeah, to be no, we have to come on. We have to agree here that that is a little disappointing when you're talking about getting the likes of Cooper Kupp or Devontae Adams and you end up with Mike Williams. Like, come on. I'm sorry. I'm not saying Mike Williams is bad, but when you got Devontae Adams and you got Cooper Kupp as your other targets and then you end up with Mike Williams, I can't say I would be ecstatic about that, but you guys did need a receiver, so like I think you guys would take anything at this point. I think I could go out there and probably be wide receiver three for the Steelers right now.
If this was 3 years ago, getting Mike Williams would be electric, but it's not.
You know what? He's gonna get a lot of targets by Mr. Unlimited, so you never know, man. You never know. I hope he does well, but
And
I wish we could have had Cooper Kupp or something, but we don't live in a great world, so sadly that's what the Steelers got.
he will proceed to drop all those passes.
Or he just won't be open and have negative separation and be hugged by the defender, but legally because he isn't getting any space.
Yeah, you have to admit that one, Mateo. Come on. But you know,
Matter.
in the end, the good news is, Mateo, your Steelers are 6-2.
Yeah.
We can talk about the Dolphins, who, you know, their
He's
record
gonna leave, yeah, Chad.
their
He's gonna
record
leave.
is not looking like 6-2. I think it's actually the opposite. It's 2-6, and
Hey, can we skip this part?
and Ryan will be happy to talk about how their last game went against the Bills. I'm sure he'd
Yeah.
be ecstatic to tell you.
All right. I will not be, but I'll get into it. So, best game we've played all year. Everyone has said for us to win a football game, it will take Tua Tagovailoa, my glorious king, to be perfect. Tua was perfect, and we still lost because when the offense shows up, the defense decides to take the week off. And when a terrible kicker in Tyler Bass misses an extra point, goes posting in on another one, decides to just drill it from 61, and it would have been good from like 75 to win the game. And it genuinely, we played perfect. We outplayed the Bills. We were the better team. It was our best game of the year. a late flag on Jordan Poyer, who I hope we left in Buffalo. I hope he didn't make the team flight home. He can stay there. Ruined it. Put them in field goal range, and the rest is history. But the young rookie out of Penn State, my guy Chop Robinson, first career sack on Josh Allen. So there is a silver lining to all of this.
I guess you could take that as a silver lining, but whoa, can we not have this Tyler Bass slander in here? That
He
like
is the worst kicker in the NFL.
no. I'm sorry, but I know you saw the graphic that popped up when he was taking that kick, and he in what is it, tying and game-winning field goals, he has not missed one in like I don't even know how long it's been, but it's the NFL, it's the leader in the NFL right now.
It's week 9. He's missed 3 extra points.
Hey, you don't need the extra point.
And another one hit the post earlier in the game, but somehow sneaked through. He is not good. He also, in the playoffs last year, if I'm not mistaken, missed a kick that lost the Bills a game and eliminated them. He is, although he seems clutch in the regular season, you could call Russell Wilson Mr. Unlimited. He is Mr. Limited, Tyler Bass is. He is not very good.
Chris, you have to speak on this. We haven't heard from you yet. We
Oh
need yours.
man, that kickers is just something that I've had so much PTSD over the last couple of years. But before we go into that, Ryan, you gotta look at the bright side with the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill looked like a lot like himself, his older self in that game. He had 4 catches for 80 yards. I think that's a season high. I have no idea, but it certainly feels that way though.
Other than week 1, maybe. I know he was over 80 yards. I'm just not sure if he had more. Because I know he took an 80-yard pass to the house in week 1. Other than that, I don't know. But him and Waddle are going to combine for 600 yards this year, and it's going to be miserable. We're going to blow it all up in the offseason, draft Cam Ward, and Super Bowl in 6 years.
You just got to stay optimistic like that. Or you just got to stay like that. But, you
Right,
know,
Packers fan, you got to stay optimistic, right?
oh, God. I try to stay optimistic. Like, I try to stay optimistic in Anders Carlson last year, who just ripped out my hopes and dreams. But then they got Braden Narveston this year. Everyone thought he was going to be the next great Packers kicker. Worst kicker in the league. Got Brennan McManus. Everybody thought, here comes the guy. He had 2 game-winning kicks. Misses a kick against the Lions. Why can't we have a kicker who makes kicks? Even though that the kicker wasn't the issue in that game against the Lions, this loss 24-14 for the division, by the way, it goes on Jordan Love. I don't care that he was injured. The guy played like he had the IQ of a goldfish, because what was that pick at the end of the first half? Who was he passing to? He just flipped the ball over his head, and there's Kirby Joseph right there. 3 7 points. Now Jordan Love leads the league in picks. Don't get me wrong, I still think Jordan Love's a great quarterback, but every week he throws a pick and he says, guys, I have to be better on throwing picks. We know you have to be better at throwing picks. Not at throwing picks, but not throwing picks. Stop throwing picks, please. It's costing us games.
He's like pre this season Josh Allen.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like almost every pass, you kind of hold your breath when your wide receiver is being covered, because you don't know where that ball's being placed. I get it. The game was really wet. It was really rainy, but the Packers were just very sloppy. They've been very sloppy with their penalties, with their receiving. They had 6 dropped passes. One of them would have led to an early game touchdown, which probably would have changed the game. They had 4 dropped snaps. How do you drop 4 drop snaps? Four.
I think him and Tua should get some catching lessons because they both seem to have a problem with catching snaps. So,
Needs Velcro on his hands or something.
like, of course, Josh Jacobs was fantastic this year. He's third in the league in rushing. I think his should be the focus for the rest of the game, for the rest of the season. Josh Jacobs. Like, I think this team needs to be a run first team, run to set up the pass. And the defense looked okay, in my opinion. They only let up 7 second half points and only 10 first half points. But Jared Goff only had four incompletions. Like, you guys have to be better than that on defense.
Hey, that's
And
MVP.
the Packers did nothing to help their corner room because they're not winning a Super Bowl on Eric Stokes and Keyshawn Nixon. I'm sorry. I love Keyshawn Nixon as a returner, but as a corner, please sit on the bench and put in Carrington Valentine.
Hey,
Or
Mike.
Jaire Alexander, get healthy.
I mean, hey, my guy, longtime favorite player of mine, Xavien Howard, just posted a video on Twitter. He's looking good. He's a free agent. Maybe you guys should reach out.
But will he really solve the issue? Because Jaire is injured, and it seems he's only been playing in half of our games every season. We need Jaire to play. If
Yeah.
Jaire plays, the defense is so much better.
I mean, getting a guy like Xavien Howard would definitely help. He was a multi-time Pro Bowler and had, I think, still has the most interceptions since he entered the league out of any player in the NFL. So definitely a guy that would help, especially when Jair's healthy, covering that number two guy.
Agreed, agreed, agreed. The only thing is with the Packers, they don't like to sign free agents. It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, they got Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs, but that was a rare occurrence that I have ever seen. I have never seen the Packers sign any big name free agents except for this year. The last big name free agent I saw them pick up, not even big name, it was 2022 when they traded Davante Adams, they picked up Sammy Watkins.
There we go.
Sammy Watkins was cut after week seven and only played in three games.
Hey, you got 3 games out of him. That's more than you'd get out of me. So, but speaking of big acquisitions that aren't really free agents, little draft pick. Let's go to Dante, who's probably the most the happiest out of all of us at the moment.
Yes, indeed. We had a successful week, as I'm sure we heard at the end of our last podcast. I thought we were going to lose this game. This just felt like a trap game, but we still came out on top and they played a solid game. It wasn't their best game, you know. It's the kind of the poverty Giants. They should be beating them pretty convincingly, but you know, it's a divisional game. Those are always tough. And it was in New York. But we picked up Marshon Lattimore and I couldn't be happier because we need a corner bad. We needed a corner really badly. And we got our corner. I would help if we got one more, but you know, I'm happy with one. And no, we played a pretty good game. Jaden Daniels did his thing like usual. Austin Ekeler actually had a great game with Brian Robinson being out. Wasn't sure how that was going to go, but I think he finished with 90 something total yards. He had like 50 receiving, 40 rushing. Pretty good game. And I can't complain. And next week we play Mateo's Steelers, and I feel good about it. We're in Washington. Steelers are a good team. It's going to be a tough game, but like, let's be honest, are the Steelers really a 6-2 team? Like, can we all be real here?
I mean,
Oh,
we can be very real here and say, although they're 6-2, they've got a solid 9 games left. And if the Steelers have a record that is not 9-8, I will be the most shocked person in the world at the end of the season.
will you give me $20 by the end of the year?
Only if you give me $20 if it's a different record.
Deal. We'll
All
do it
right.
on
Oh,
the
there we go.
podcast.
You heard
All
it
right,
here
all right, all right.
first.
Do it on the podcast.
Wow,
Yeah.
live.
You know what? I'm
The
gonna put the
podcast is over before the season, buddy.
Okay, we'll put it on social media or something. I don't know. Bada bing, bada boom. So, anyways, for next week, I have some optimism about my Steelers because I looked and saw the Commanders are one of the worst in rushing defense per yards allowed. What we're gonna do, I don't know what Mike Tomlin's gonna do, is gonna get Najee Harris and keep running that defense and keep going and going, and we're gonna win. We're gonna beat Dante, stop laughing. We're gonna win, buddy. We're gonna win. Our defense with TJ Watt is gonna go crazy. And I think we're gonna win.
So
And
are we gonna forget that your pass defense is 21st in the league and Jaden Daniels is absolutely gonna cook that up? Terry McLaurin,
I
you're gonna
think
see
we
scary
forget
Terry and
about
Jaden
that.
Daniels.
I think
It's
we need a
okay.
wager going here on
We're
this game.
gonna keep. Najee Harris is gonna cook your defense. He's gonna cook them. He's been playing so well the past few games. He's gonna keep cooking them. So, you know what?
I think you guys need to get a wager going on this one.
All right, a grand if the Steelers win.
You crazy, bro? Oh my God, Grant! Oh my
A friend,
God!
okay, a friendly $20 bet.
Oh my God, $20 to that too.
$10. $10.
$10. I'll do
Okay,
$10. I'll
deal.
do
There we
$10.
go. You heard your
I'll do
first number one.
$10. I'll do $10. I'll do
Perfect.
$10.
And we have about 9, 10 minutes left here to talk about hockey. So let's move into the NHL. And Chris, I know you want to talk about your Wild, but before you get there, I don't want anything about the Penguins to be said except for Sidney Crosby has been on a tear, and the Penguins continue to blow 2-0 leads. So there's literally nothing new from last week. Let's just,
Absolutely
Chris,
suck.
get into your Wild. I know you want to talk about them.
Oh yeah. So 8 wins, 2 regulation losses, and 2 overtime losses. This is probably the best I've seen the Minnesota Wild play, and their goaltending is at an all-time high. I remember when Gustafsson first came into the league, I think it was 2 years ago, he was garbage. He had one of the most terrible starts. I know him and Fleury were only like, they were averaging like 5 or 6 goals a game. It was really bad. But this year, Gustafsson has made a fantastic turnaround. He is fifth in goals against average. He is tied for eighth in save percentage, and he doesn't have any shutouts so far. But those two stats allow the Wild to create plays from their goaltending, and it helps Kaprizov and Spurgeon make plays that need to be happening. Kaprizov is tied for fourth in the league in points. Thank goodness he's on my fantasy team this year. I mean, I take him every year, but it's Kaprizov. You have to pick him. He is a great goal scorer. He's a great assist maker and a great playmaker regardless. And I know it's not saying much, but, and I know I said this before, the Wild, best team, not best team, but the best team, best Minnesota team I've seen in the last couple of years. Because on Sunday, November 3rd, Dante, the Wild beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in overtime.
That is true.
And then they proceeded to get blown out by the Kings, but check that out. They beat the Maple Leafs 2-1 in overtime.
That is true. That is true. I did watch that game, and Minnesota does look good. I can't say anything else about it. And you pivoted me into the Leafs perfectly, because I'm gonna go through the Leafs quick, just like Ryan did with the Penguins, because there's not too much to say other than a couple things. I can't read this team. They're too inconsistent. I don't know what to say right now. They go lose to the Blues in the Wild, and then they shut out the Bruins. Okay, makes sense. So I can't really say anything. Without Matthews, might I add, without Matthews, they shut out the Bruins 4-0. They're just too hard to explain right now. And all I can say, Stolarz is 1A. That is it's in written in stone right now. I'm sorry, Stolarz has been amazing. He's 1A. Not I love Wall, but no, it's Stolarz right now. And Matthews has not been Matthews. He's obviously, as I just said, he was hurt last game, but he's not been Matthews. He will be Matthews, let's be honest. He's gonna come back. He's still gonna get his 50 goals or whatever. He's still Austin Matthews. We'll see. They played Detroit and Montreal this weekend, a back-to-back. For some reason, the team just loses everything when they play a back-to-back. I don't know what happens. Like, they just run out of steam in the first period of the second game. It's like, okay, what is your conditioning? Like, I'm sorry, but what is this? So,
Hey,
well, yeah, what
Matthews.
no.
Matthews needs his beauty sleep. He doesn't get it in back to backs.
Exactly. That maybe that's what it is, because I don't know what happens, but we'll see. They play Detroit, they play Montreal, they play Ottawa. These are some big divisional games. I want to see how they go. I got nothing else really to say about the Leafs, because they're so unpredictable right now. I really can't say anything. Only thing that's impressed me is Stolarz so far this year and Matthew Nyes. Those are the only two players. Mitch Marner's been good too, actually, and William Nylander. I'm wrong. There are a few things that have
I was
been
gonna say,
right.
give Marner his flowers, man. You
No,
guys
Marner
were
deserves his
like,
flowers. He
you
has
guys
played
were
well.
slurring him,
He
giving
has
him
played
death
well.
threats, and now he's one of your guys' best
I
players.
will give him his flowers. He has played
Where's those
well.
death threats? Where's those death
He
threats to Matthews and saying he sucks, we should trade him? What's he been doing this year?
has played well.
Don't they tell me that?
No. You're
Well,
right. You're
now
right. You're
Mateo,
right.
you can't you he shouldn't send mean things to people.
Yeah, death
No,
threats should
but
not
no,
that.
okay. That you can't. You take that out of context, Chris. I meant to say, like, Mitch Marner
Where's the
plays
Matthew
bad.
slander? That's what
Oh,
he's
we should
saying.
trade him. This and that. Matthews, when he plays bad. Oh, he's sick. He's sick. We should
Yeah,
total up
he's
the
saying,
lead.
"Where's the Matthew Slander?"
Oh,
I get it. I
Well,
get it. I get it.
with Mateo being this amped up, I think we need to segue into Mateo's favorite team, the Anaheim Ducks, and see if he has any comments on them again after the absolute slandering he gave them last week for no apparent reason at all.
Oh, I have one. Bro, Trevor Zegras on that hit on Kiefer Sherwood, he hit him and he ran away and started chirping. What does he think he's doing, man? Like, what kind of play is that? Hitting and then chirping him after. And then right when Kiefer wants to fight him, he backs away. Go to Dixie D'Amelio, man. Like, what is he doing, man? Like, this, I hate that team, man. I
Wow,
hate
so
him.
this is just an Anaheim Ducks hate podcast now.
Yeah.
I'll move us into something that I actually
Actually, I
want.
do like Dostal though. Dostal's goated. If he could become the Penguins goalie next year,
No,
that'd be
he is
goated.
solid. And I
But
will move us in the right direction. Two teams that we can have a little bit of a discussion about. Number one, two opposites actually, and they're playing right now. Washington Capitals and the Nashville Predators. Washington Capitals, out of nowhere, have been amazing. I don't know why. They're 8-3 on the season right now, which is really good for them. Dylan Strome, give the man his flowers. He's got 17 points so far. Wow. Good for him. We got to give him his flowers. He's been doing well. Tom Wilson started the season great. I don't know what's going on with them. And I'll just hop to the Nashville Predators and you guys can do what you want with both of the information. But I'm sure you guys heard what Barry Trotz said about how if this team doesn't turn around, they're going to rebuild. And I don't know if they're going to turn around. They're actually live update on our podcast. They're actually losing right now, 3-2 to the Washington Capitals. So,
Another live update though with what you said. Dylan Strome was at 17 points heading into the game. He does have two tonight, put him at
damn,
19,
he's at
as well as
19
an OV
points.
goal.
Oh,
So
this
Gretzky's
is what
getting
I'm saying.
scared.
They're just on fire.
$20 in my pocket, boys. There we go. There we go. I had a bet on that tonight. There we
There
go.
you go. They're just on fire. I don't know. And Nashville just has not been good. They have good players. They went on that win streak last year with most of the same players. They got UC Saros in net. They got Roman Josi, Philip Forsberg, Ryan O'Reilly. They got a solid team. Marchessault now. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if you guys have got any thoughts on
Yeah.
Washington or
I
Nashville.
mean, there's a
I
lot of
have.
time left tonight.
Yeah. I have a. I'm thoroughly disappointed in Nashville this year. Very disappointed because they're making all this noise in the offseason. All the players you said, Ryan O'Reilly, Saros, and Josi. Then they go to pick up Steven Stamkos. And where's the noise? They've just been so quiet. They're just sitting quietly in eighth place. What's going on?
I know. There's no explanation. I swear.
Yeah, I'll say something really quick though. Come on, let's give him a chance, man. How many games has it been? Like 10 games? 10, 12 games? Like, there's 82 games in a season. Let's give him a season, man. The
When
Matthews.
you're below Utah in the standings, I'm sure that's something that you have to look and be like, guys, what's going on here?
No, obviously, but the St. Louis Blues are in last place in the middle of the season, still won the cup. Like, there's still a lot of time. You shouldn't rebuild like right away. Like, give Stammer a chance, give Marchessault a chance. They're still kind of going to the culture. Ryan, go ahead.
I mean, I think you were taking what he said out of context. He's not going to do anything till the deadline. He's giving them until the trade deadline. You don't rebuild midseason. That's not when players are at their highest value. It'll be at the deadline. But unfortunately, we are running a bit low on time here. So, any last thoughts in these last 20 seconds from anyone, or are we good to
Yeah,
call it a day?
one last thought in the last 20 seconds. We're gonna one quick thing about the NFL. The Commanders are a better team than the Green Bay Packers, and that's how we're gonna end it.
Well, thank you for tuning in to the final whistle. Chris, here's your chance to rebuttal before I end it.
Our defense is immaculate. Xavier McKinney is the best safety in the league.
Thank you for tuning in to the final whistle. Catch us next week, and that's it for today.
It's there! Hartman! Jackpot! Kansas City! Is this the tiger? Oh!